the living symbol. Within each of us is the master key to all creation. What is above is reflected below. What is within is mirrored without. This is not a new idea, it is a remembered one. For centuries, mystery schools safeguarded sacred knowledge, not through textbooks, but through symbols, story, and inner initiation. Their teachings were not meant to be memorized. They were meant to be lived. We continue that tradition now. Embedded in the Great Seal of the United States, printed on every dollar bill, is a symbol few people truly pause to consider. On one side, the bald eagle. On the other, an unfinished pyramid rising toward an illuminated eye above its separated capstone. This image was not chosen by accident. It encodes a complete blueprint for conscious evolution. The pyramid is our map, not of a nation, but of the self. The pyramid's unfinished apex is purposeful. That open gap signifies potential, not incompletion. It is both an ideal and a calling. Above it, the all-seeing eye represents something that can perceive far beyond the material world. And below it, 13 layers rise, representing strength built through unity, one stone, one choice, one moment at a time. Above the pyramid appear two phrases. One declares that our endeavor is favored. The other announces a new order for the ages. These are not merely patriotic sentiments. They carry universal meaning. They point to spiritual guidance available to every one of us and to the possibility of genuine transformation. When we truly see this symbol, we begin to understand that reality is shaped by three essential forces: clarity of desire, unwavering belief, and deliberate action. Simple, in essence, though not always easy. These forces reflect deep self-awareness, focused intention, and inner alignment. The pyramid becomes more than a symbol. It becomes a living framework for our journey. The celestial pattern within. Long before humanity carved symbols into stone, our ancestors looked upward for guidance. The night sky was their first sacred text. Among its most luminous teachers was Venus, the brightest wandering light. Over an 8-year cycle, Venus traces a 5-pointed star across the sky. 5 synodic cycles, each lasting about 584 days, each returning to nearly the same point, forming what the ancients called the celestial rose. To them, this was not mere astronomy. It was evidence of divine intelligence woven into the fabric of creation. The rose of Venus became a symbol of spiritual refinement. Just as the pyramid charts an ascent from the physical to the divine, the rose mirrors the cyclical nature of inner growth. Not a straight line, but a spiral of evolution and return. This matters because we too move in spirals. We revisit familiar lessons and return to familiar crossroads, but each time from a higher vantage. Creation expresses intelligence through patterns found in seashells, galaxies, branching trees, and the proportions of our own bodies. The golden ratio, approximately 1.618, appears in the human form, in pine cones, in the rotation of storms. The Fibonacci sequence spirals through flower petals and DNA. These are not coincidences. They suggest that growth itself follows a living intelligence, and that same intelligence lives within us. We perceive only a fraction of what is truly there. Human vision registers less than a fraction of a percent of the electromagnetic spectrum. Reality extends far beyond what we can physically sense. Still, we intuit more than we see. Our ancestors understood these subtle senses, not as superstition, but as windows into a deeper dimension of truth. We carry that capacity too. The 5 elements of self. Within each of us move 5 essential forces. Ancient traditions taught that the same energies that compose the cosmos also shape our inner world. These forces are earth, water, air, fire, and spirit. Earth brings structure and grounding. It is the force of patience, stability, and discipline. It helps us build, commit, and follow through. Water governs emotion, intuition, and fluidity. It cleanses and softens. Water helps us feel deeply and move with grace rather than resistance. Air offers clarity, perspective, and honest communication. It helps us think clearly, speak truthfully, and perceive without distortion. Fire fuels passion and transformation. It sparks willpower, action, and creative courage. Fire helps us dare, initiate, and change. Spirit, or ether, is the unifying field. It connects us to our higher self and to the source behind all forms. It is the space within which all other elements exist and breathe. When we consciously engage these five forces, we begin restoring inner balance. We stop merely reacting to life and begin shaping it from within. Like Venus tracing a rose across the heavens, our growth unfolds in elegant spirals, moving between clarity and confusion, action and rest, questioning and knowing. But each turn brings us closer to our most authentic self. The higher self. At the heart of the spiritual journey is the higher self, a timeless, creative presence within us that transcends form, space, and time. In different traditions, it is called the superconscious, the soul, the muse, or the perfected version of who we are becoming. Whatever name we give it, this is our most expansive identity. It offers guidance from beyond the limits of ordinary perception. Within our being are multiple layers of consciousness. The lower self is our everyday awareness, tied closely to identity, habit, and survival. It navigates the practical world and tends to operate through reaction. Beneath it, the subconscious stores memories, beliefs, and emotions, often influencing us without our knowledge. It serves as a bridge, translating subtle impressions from the higher self into dreams, emotional cues, and gut instincts. The higher self is the source. It holds our highest wisdom and deepest purpose. It guides gently, not with force or volume, but with subtle knowing. Those flashes of insight, those moments of sudden clarity that feel more like remembering than discovering, that is the higher self speaking. Beyond even the higher self is universal consciousness, the interconnected field of energy and intelligence that encompasses all beings and all experience. Mystics have described it as the boundless all. Physicists point toward the quantum field, a sea of potential from which all particles arise. In certain experiments, the act of observation appears to influence the outcome. Science and spirituality converge here, not through identical language, but through shared wonder. Both point toward one truth. Consciousness and creation are intimately connected. Here is the paradox we must hold close. The higher self has always been with us. It is not something we must earn or become worthy of. It has always lived within us, waiting to be remembered. The spiritual path, then, is not about becoming someone else. It is about removing what obscures who we have always been. Step 1, self-realization. Self-realization is the first essential step. It is the moment we awaken to our deeper nature, the recognition that we are not simply products of our past, but conscious participants in our own unfolding. It is when clarity begins to rise from confusion and something within says there is more. This stage is not simply about knowledge. It is about becoming. It begins a process of inner alignment, guiding our awareness, our choices, and our values towards something more authentic and enduring. The path of self-realization moves through the five elements in a particular order. It begins with spirit. Intention arises. A vision stirs. The inner voice whispers or roars that something must shift. Then comes earth. We confront what grounds us, our habits, our attachments, our inherited structures. We begin to release what no longer serves and build a new foundation. Water follows. Emotion rises and is processed. We allow ourselves to feel, to release, to subdue impulse with wisdom. Then comes air. Understanding takes form, scattered impressions become clarity, ideas find structure, finally, fire. Now we act. Insight moves through the body. What was internal begins to manifest through behavior and renewed momentum. Each stage removes a layer of illusion. With each step, we uncover more of who we truly are, not by force, but by following a rhythm as ancient as the stars. Self-realization is not a straight line. For some, clarity arrives suddenly. For others, it comes in fragments through rest, repetition, and quiet reflection. However it unfolds for us is enough. What truth about ourselves feels clearer now? What habits or beliefs no longer match who we are becoming? The process of becoming whole begins the moment we ask these questions honestly and act, however imperfectly, on what we find. The pyramid as living framework. The pyramid gives form to the invisible. It makes our inner work tangible. It reflects the architecture of conscious growth. In ancient traditions, the pyramid represented initiation and transformation. Its wide base symbolized the grounded self, our presence and stability in the material world. Its radiant capstone represented divine awareness, insight, and purpose. And the space between them, that is where integration lives. That gap within the pyramid symbolizes the subconscious mind, the bridge between our higher and lower self. When this bridge is open, intuitive insights and conscious intentions can move freely between our spiritual and physical dimensions. To perceive from this place of alignment is the state the Greeks called gnosis, not merely intellectual knowing, but the lived experience of inner balance and direct awareness. Gnosis does not arrive as proof. It arrives as recognition. It builds not from instant answers, but from the lived experience of seeing our intuitive impulses validated over time. Each time we move on subtle knowing, the path opens. The pyramid also teaches through movement. In the first step of self-realization, our awareness spirals inward, refining, returning to center, drawing scattered energy towards stillness and truth. Then the direction shifts. In the second step, energy expands. The truth found within begins to shape the outer world. Insight becomes action. Purpose becomes visible. First inward, then outward. First silence, then expression. First becoming, then giving. The spiritual path is not about escaping the world. It is about weaving spirit into it. The spiral of time. We do not grow in a straight line. We spiral. The pyramid, when seen through the lens of time, becomes our personal timeline. Each stone represents a moment, a choice, a lesson. Layer by layer, our life takes shape through experience, awareness, and intention. We revisit familiar lessons, familiar relationships, familiar crossroads. But each time from a higher vantage point, like climbing a spiral staircase, the terrain looks similar, yet we see it differently. This upward motion reflects how life refines us through repetition, rhythm, and return. Life often unfolds in cycles of roughly 7 years, bringing shifts in identity, purpose, and relationship. These phases do not simply repeat, they deepen. What once served as our foundation may become our refinement in the next cycle. We do not move backward, we spiral upward. The patterns that seem to return are not signs that we are stuck. They are invitations to deepen our awareness. Each return offers new perspective. Each cycle invites new choices. We are not behind. We are not late. We are in process, and that process is sacred. Our past does not define us. It prepares us. The checkered floor, the dance of duality. At the base of the pyramid lies a checkered floor, alternating squares of light and dark. This ancient symbol represents the dual nature of human experience. Joy and sorrow, clarity and confusion, flow and resistance. Wisdom does not come from light alone. It emerges through contrast. Each square is a choice. Some carry us forward, others pause our momentum, and occasionally one may seem to lead us backward. But the goal is not perfection. The goal is movement. The goal is awareness. We have been walking this floor our entire lives. Some steps were taken with full presence. Others were shaped by habit, fear, or patterns we had not yet recognized. But with each return to awareness, we reclaim authorship of our path. What patterns have repeated in our lives? Are our steps guided by intention or reaction? Mastery is not about avoiding the difficult squares. It is about navigating both light and shadow with grace, recognizing contrast as necessary not just to growth, but to meaning. Duality does not exist to divide us. It exists to refine us. It sharpens awareness. It stretches our capacity. And in doing so, it prepares us for greater alignment. No step is wasted. Every moment, regardless of how it feels, adds depth, strength, and wisdom to our foundation. True mastery is not found in control. It is found in conscious response, in presence, in meeting life as it changes, and choosing to learn rather than resist. Step 2, divine manifestation. Divine manifestation is the second step of the journey. Where self-realization brought us inward, this stage turns that awareness outward. Now the task is to bring spirit into form. A vision arises, a possibility stirs. We feel the call of something that has not yet been realized. Fire ignites, energy builds, the urge to act and initiate takes hold. Air follows, thought becomes structure, ideas crystallize into a clear vision capable of guiding our steps. Water checks in, ensuring our outer direction resonates with our inner truth. We refine and align, then Earth grounds the process. We commit. We take steady, tangible steps. What once lived as inspiration becomes something that can be seen, felt, and touched. Many linger too long in vision without acting. Others act prematurely without clarity. True manifestation arises when all elements work in harmony. Presence, not perfection, is what it asks of us. This phase is not about ambition. It is about authenticity. It is about allowing the truth within us to take form through consistent, aligned action. We learn to listen to that gut knowing, to open ourselves to the call within that speaks through curiosity and instinct. In step 1, we focused on refining the ego and looking inward. Now we focus on the higher self, the authentic version of us yearning to express itself. As we embody what we have realized, we begin to shift not only our own life, but the lives of those around us. What was once silent becomes visible. What was once potential becomes purpose. Step 3, the master key. The master key represents the final phase. It is the full integration of our higher and lower self, the place where inner wisdom and outer action move as one. Intuition flows into behavior. Insight becomes embodiment. We now possess the capacity to consciously co-create our reality. The first step built faith in ourselves through inner alignment. The second step taught us to listen to our authentic nature and to act from it. Now, in this third step, we consciously direct our desires. We begin by identifying what we truly want, not what seems acceptable or safe, but what speaks honestly from the heart. We clarify the specific form our desire wants to take. Then we go deeper. Why does this matter? Why now? The more concentrated and singular the aim, the greater its power to shape us. When our desire aligns with our inner values, it becomes more than a wish. It becomes a calling. We use imagination to embody the experience of already having what we desire. We write it down. We speak it aloud. We feel its presence, not as something to chase, but as something already alive within us. A thought held with emotion becomes a vibration, subtle, resonant, and alive. When we return again and again to feeling our desire as real and acting in alignment with it, we embed that intention into the subconscious. Slowly, attention shifts. Circumstances begin to move. Life reflects our internal structure. The invisible becomes visible, not through force, but through frequency. In this alignment, flow arises. Flow is the state in which our thoughts, emotions, and actions move in harmony toward a meaningful aim. It is not the absence of challenge, but the absence of inner resistance. In flow, effort feels natural. Synchronicities appear. Life seems to meet us halfway. When we find ourselves slipping into doubt or losing momentum, we return to presence. We reconnect through breath, stillness, or movement. We speak our intention aloud. We journal our original why. We take one aligned action, even in uncertainty. Belief is not strengthened by thought alone. It is strengthened by each action that reflects our trust. The higher self responds most clearly when we act with quiet confidence, not loud certainty. And in this space, we realize what we have been seeking was never elsewhere. Clarity, purpose, connection. Not to be found, but remembered. Navigating the inner challenges. The path of inner mastery is beautiful, but it is not without difficulty. Every transformation stirs resistance. Every new level of awareness invites deeper responsibility. We must learn to meet challenges not as obstacles, but as invitations. What looks like setback is often initiation. The most common challenges do not arrive as dramatic events. They arrive as states: anxiety, depression, and aimlessness. These are not signs of failure. They are signals pointing to parts of us that need care, attention, and realignment. If these states feel overwhelming or prolonged, seeking professional support is not weakness, it is wisdom. This path was never meant to be walked alone. Anxiety often arises when the future feels too vast and uncertain. The mind races, the body tightens, the unknown becomes overwhelming. It often reflects an excess of thought without enough grounding or emotional stillness to balance it. The remedy is simplicity. We choose one small next step. We return to what we know. We practice moving awareness from our thoughts into our body, into the heart and gut. Each small decision grounds us. Each act of courage builds momentum. Depression, while complex, often emerges when our inner elements fall out of balance. Too much thinking without emotional expression. Too much effort without grounding. Too much isolation without connection. A weakened fire dulls our sense of purpose. A neglected spirit leaves us feeling cut off from meaning. The shift begins with presence. We come back to the body. We rest. We breathe. We express what we feel without shame. Simple practices such as journaling, meaningful conversation, and genuine gratitude for what is good, however small, offer steady relief. Aimlessness may be the most subtle challenge. When we lack direction, energy diffuses and days drift. This often reflects a disconnection from spirit. The truth is simple and firm. If we do not choose a direction for ourselves, something else will choose it for us. And in following a path that does not align with our own, we lose touch with our higher self and our journey of becoming. Self-direction is the first act of freedom. We begin with reflection. What matters to me now? What do I love, fear, or long for? What vision would I follow, even without a guarantee? Then we choose a simple, meaningful direction. It might relate to a relationship, a project, a skill, a place, or something the heart has carried quietly for years. With a goal in mind, we clarify a first step. Even an imperfect aim is better than none. Direction gives shape to our days. Purpose creates momentum. Happiness is not the goal. It is the byproduct of purposeful engagement. We do not chase it. We create it by stepping outside our comfort zone, living with integrity, and acting with courage and intention. The pyramid completed, a reflection. We have walked through a complete framework of conscious creation and self-discovery, guided by ancient symbols, natural rhythms, and our own inner knowing. What once seemed hidden has become familiar. The mystery has unfolded, not as something outside of us, but as something long waiting to be remembered. The truths encoded in the pyramid are no longer abstract. We now see ourselves as the conscious creators of our reality. The power to shape our lives has never existed in some future version of us. It has always been within, waiting patiently for our recognition, our trust, and our full participation. Through the threefold journey, we have reclaimed this truth. Self-realization awakened us to our authentic nature. Divine manifestation invited us to actively live from that truth. The master key revealed the alignment and clarity required to consciously co-create our reality. The truth is not something we only find, it is something we embody. The pyramid remains our map. Each choice is a stone, each moment an offering, each step a spiral upward. The process asks not for perfection, only our presence. True freedom begins with self-direction. When we choose our path with intention, our power returns to us. When we honor our truth, life responds. And as we consciously shape our reality, we must remember that our journey is woven into the greater tapestry of humanity. Every person we encounter is quietly constructing their own inner pyramid, often unseen. We approach them with compassion, knowing this. Our path may not look like anyone else's. It may move slowly, unfold in cycles, or pause to breathe. That does not make it less true. We trust our rhythm. We trust our way of knowing. Every life experience, even the imperfect, uncertain, and unpolished, is part of our sacred unfolding. We are not off track. We are in motion. When we are ready, we step forward. Whether with boldness or stillness, certainty or curiosity, we move toward the vision that speaks to our soul. We are the beginning and the end, the architect and the creation. We are the higher self made manifest through creative action. The pyramid is no longer just a symbol, it is a mirror. In it, we see our truest self. Align with that self, and the universe will respond. What we build will not be perfect. It is not meant to be. It is meant to be honest, authentic, and ours. The capstone is our stone to be found. The seeker is the builder. To know oneself is the pursuit of becoming whole.